Doctor, sorry, is this a bad time for you? I can come back another time if you're busy. All right. Something happened, and it's kind of urgent. So a couple of weeks ago, my father came in here, and you prescribed him something for his heart? Yeah, him. That's my dad. So the medicine you gave him, it was working just fine for like the first week and a half. But then it kind of stopped working, and earlier today he just collapsed. Oh, don't worry, he woke up a couple hours later. But yeah, I came in here because my dad, he needs something else. He's decided to stop taking the medicine you provided. So he needs, something better. Oh, you want me to step into the back with you? Don't you have any appointments today? Oh, you don't. Alright then, I'll come with you. Wow, the back of your shop is very... It's huge. Sorry, I've never really met a plague doctor before. Well, not until you moved into town. So this is all kind of new to me. I have a lot of neighbors who are very skeptical of you and what you do. They say what you do is witchcraft and that we should all avoid you. But you seem like a really nice person. I mean, you are a doctor after all. Doctors always help people, right? They never want to hurt others. So, doctor, I hope you don't mind me asking, but what inspired you to become a plague doctor? Well, more specifically, what inspired you to be a plague doctor instead of just, I don't know, a regular doctor? Oh, I had no clue that was a huge issue in the medical community. Huh? A cure? A cure for what? I don't think I've ever heard of that disease before. Is it common where you're from? Oh, that's really terrible. And how many people are dying from it per year? Wow, that's a lot. So that's what you're trying to cure, that illness. So how's the search for a cure going? Any luck? Patients? Well, where are you getting these patients from? Are they like volunteers or something? What do you mean, not really? If they're not volunteers, then how else are you able to experiment on them? That doesn't really make any sense. They're obligated to? I'm sorry, I don't think I understand. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, so what do I know? Oh, yes, tea sounds good. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Well, this tea tastes pretty good. What kind is it? A home blend? Well, it tastes very unique. In a good way, I mean. So, do you usually work alone? I mean, don't doctors usually have, like, nurses to help them? Oh, it's just you? How come? You don't have an assistant or anything? What? Really? Nobody's ever offered? That really sucks. I mean, I wouldn't mind helping out. I don't know the first thing about medicine, but I think it would be really cool to work alongside a plague doctor. Oh, you want to hire me for the position? Don't I have to turn in an application first? I guess. Oh, we can have our interview now? I don't know. I don't think I'm prepared right now. Maybe I can come in another day. Anyways, I think I should get going. My father is waiting for me. My head is spinning. I can't walk properly. I don't know what's wrong with me. What? You did what to my tea? Strapped down to this chair. Doctor, what are you doing? I'm your next test subject. For what? Are you gonna test one of your cures on me, doctor? Well, what is it then? A love potion? Oh, an aphrodisiac. Wait. Doctor, what are you gonna do to me afterwards? So, how are you going to put it in me, doctor? Wait, you already did? But how? You injected it into me when I was asleep? Well, I don't feel anything currently. Doctor, what do you? No, doctor, stop that. Doctor, no, this is unprofessional. Doctor, stop that. I can't breathe with your hand around my throat. Let go. Doctor, please. Doctor? Doctor, what are you doing with that knife? Doctor, no. Doctor, please leave my dress alone. Doctor, please let go of my tits. I don't want to be examined right now. Doctor, please don't suck on me. Doctor, please let go of my tits. Wait, no. Doctor, please don't touch me down there. I'm sensitive, please. No, doctor, I'm not a virgin. Please, that feels so good. What am I saying? No, stop. This is not what I want, not at all. Doctor, please. Two fingers that. Oh, you feel so good. No, stop hate what I'm getting from this. I'm not supposed to be enjoying this, but I think I am. A slut? Yeah, I'm a little slut right now. I'm enjoying being raped by a plague doctor. Yes, I'm such a slut. I'm such a slutty person right now for enjoying this. I really shouldn't be. I really shouldn't be, but I am. Doctor, what are you doing? Why are you taking the ropes off? Hey, you're gonna put your cock in me? Oh, you feel so good against my entrance. You're so big and hard. I can't wait to have you inside of me, doctor. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Thrust deep inside of my tight pussy. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Doctor, put your hand around my throat. Yeah, just like that. Yes, doctor, I love it. I love it when you rape me like this. I'm your little fuck slut. Oh, yes. I'm your little cum dump. Oh, yeah. Oh, faster. Oh, faster, doctor, faster. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, thrust into me faster, doctor. I want you to pump me full of your seed. Oh, yes. I want this every day. I want to be your little fuck toy every day, doctor. Just give me all your seed whenever you feel like it. I'm all yours. I'll never say no. Never, ever to your cock. In fact, I want you to put a baby in me. Oh, yes. I just want to be bred by my favorite plague doctor. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yes. Doctor. Doctor, I'm gonna come. And I sense that you're close. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I feel your seed pouring out of me. Yes, doctor. I want this every day, for real. I want to be your assistant. And I want to take your cock and cum every day. It's what I want. It's what I truly want. All right. Sounds good. I'm so glad I get to be a plague doctor's assistant. More than just your assistant.